Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm John Batchelor with Charles Spicer, whose rich new telling of the events in 1930s before the catastrophe of the Second War opens new doors to me to understand the earnestness of London and men in London and Berlin who are seeking to avoid the conflict that we know, because we look backwards, is coming in 1939, the dictator and the Nazi war machine. However, in 1935, the idea is to combine the ambitions of London and Berlin into the Anglo-German Fellowship. The initial headquarters, I'm following Charles Spicer's reporting, is at the Metropole Hotel in London. That's where the headquarters are. And it immediately attracts lots of business interests in the city, major industrialists, publishers, newspaper publishers, who were barons of the public opinion at this time. It's extremely, people join eagerly. It's almost they're tumbling over themselves. So is this a general feeling that if we have a way of talking to Berlin, we can in somehow deal with these horrible headlines of brutality that we're reading towards the Jews?
Yes, I think that the first people to get anxious about the relationship between Britain and Germany are the worlds of business and finance. So Unilever, which the company still exists, major international company, which had been created from a merger in the late 20s between the Dutch Margarine Union and Lever Brothers, that becomes one of the main financiers. And in fact, later on, the fellowship holds its annual general meetings and its board meetings in Unilever's splendid Art Deco Palace on the Thames in central London. To give context, they have 30,000 employees in Germany, 100 subsidiaries, they're selling about, in modern terms, about £1 billion worth annually just of margarine. So they really don't want another war, and they want to understand this new regime. And it's not to say that they're comfortable with the stories of brutality, which were particularly visible in 33. By 34 and 35, the regime looks like it's being slightly more civilized, and particularly when after the Night of the Long Knives, when Hitler gets the SA under control. It's easy at that point for an optimist to think that maybe this is becoming a more civilized regime, less brutal.
The meetings initially are, there's a subscription, you recommend your friends, they're going to have dinners, several dinners at different times of the year over these next years. But Tenet and Conwell Evans are principals in this. Lothian, I believe, is also a member. And
absolutely.
So at this point, there's a celebration that we're working together. And Ribbentrop, does he get credit in Berlin for the Anglo-German Fellowship? Because they found a comparable organization, the DEG, in Berlin. Does the dictator and regard Ribbentrop as the man who shaped this?
Absolutely. He gets plenty of credit for this. And you can see that in the extraordinary access. So if Tenet wants to get access to Hitler, through Ribbentrop, he can get a meeting organized within days, whereas international politicians and diplomats struggled to get an audience with Hitler. So they, just as a lobbying group, they have extraordinary pulling power, as it were.
Yes. Now, I've emphasized the Englishman seeking rapprochement. It is also true that others are as well. I have a list here of German industrialists. I believe Joseph Bosch is the one who said to Hitler, "You must feel quite odd sitting in Bismarck's chair." Who was
Robert Bosch?
Robert Bosch.
Who
was Robert Bosch?
So Robert Bosch is the he's an inspiration. He invented the spark plug, for modern internal combustion engines, and built, you know, the engineering business, which still has his name and still thrives. An amazing inventor, national hero in Germany. He's quite old. He dies in 40, 41, in his 80s. And the Nazis insist on giving him a national a state funeral, which he would have loathed, because he really, really disliked the Nazis and is very critical about them and was very brave in criticizing them publicly. But he was such a high status individual. I'm just trying to think who you know, he's sort of Henry Ford, or he's an important national figure from an industrial point of view.
There are German industrialists. I've always heard, Charles, that there were German industrialist financiers who were opposed to Hitler. You're putting names to it. And So what was going on in London was also happening in Berlin. Industrialists were joining. Yeah. So we're going to turn now to the AGF and the DEG are now founded. What is to be done, however, in the conflict between the predators in Reichskanzler, led by the dictator, and the men seeking peace in London? Charles Spicer is the author. The book is Coffee with Hitler. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on Hero.co for more information.